It's a bit of a déjà vu because we coordinate everything with Oliver, and then when we get to the agenda item, we always forget to coordinate. So I'll start as usual, and he will add, and then we'll see. Normally it goes well. So. It's a bit difficult. It's been a bit. Also, the last item was very positive. So I don't want to sound too self-celebratory, but I think we have a lot to celebrate. And this was the first year of implementation of the program of work. And as we have heard, it's been an extremely busy year. And we have implemented a lot of activities, really far beyond expectation. We have had a bit of a push from some external circumstances. For instance, the fact that the UNDA project had to be wrapped up, it pushed us to do a lot of things. The fact that the Finnish project also had to be wrapped up, we had to do progress. And I hope that we will continue on the same rhythm in the future, even if we have less of this incentive and support, so to say. I think another aspect which was very positive in terms of making sure that we are really very much on track on all the activity was the enthusiasm, but it's very tangible in the room. The enthusiasm by lead parties, the enthusiasm by the compliance committee, in the secretariat in general. So I think that that's also been a very strong driver to see to this. And if I can share a personal comment from the EC side, we feel that one of the activities that we lead is the target setting, which is not exactly the most exciting one, right? Because it's a very long-term, time-consuming, without tangible impact immediately. So it's not always been very easy to motivate country to go on that direction. And now to feel that enthusiasm is very rewarding for us because sometime we felt that we were running a bit uphill too much. Another something that is also very much important, which reading this the success of the past year and also on the building on the future work, which is also what was highlighted by several intervention before, is this number of opportunity, the Ostrava conference, the SDGs, and there's another one upcoming which we should, I mean, and there are several upcoming which we should really not miss, so the high-level political forum next year, but also in 2009, you might know that the theme of the World Water Day, so the theme of the year on water will be leaving no one behind, which is very much aligned with many of the activity that we have under the protocol, so we should continue building on these opportunities, and I very much encourage you to have exactly the same kind of thinking in terms of reaching out to people who are engaged in these processes. And something, another thing that I find particularly positive of this first year is a further integration of activities between the activities led by UNEC and WHO Europe. We really try to find all opportunity to do things together, and this is extremely helpful in terms of efficiency. So this is a bit my analysis of the progress. We are on track. We've seen there's nothing that at this stage of the program of work implementation we're missing, or actually there are things that we want to do even more.